Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
That was Coldplay and Aslan on stage together in Croke Park. Coldplay included the band as a tribute to Christy Dignam on Sunday night and again last night. Beloved Christy, you of course know, passed away in June last year after a long battle with cancer. Aslan band member Billy McGuinness joins me on the line now. Billy, how are you?
How are you, Claire? I'm still on cloud nine at the moment. It was an unbelievable two nights. It's just, I don't know how we're going to top that.
I'm sure.
It was brilliant. It was amazing.
I had goosebumps listening to it. What a special moment. And they certainly know how to put on a show. A Coldplay show is a feast for the senses. But I loved that they included an Irish element each night. I think that really shows the quality of the band and the music lovers that they are.
Yeah, the show was spectacular, you know. And when we got the call, it was about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And we were asked, would we like to get up with Chris Martin and perform Crazy World? And of course, you don't have to ask twice. We just said, yeah, of course you will. But it had to be, they wanted the surprise element. Chris Martin said, it cannot leak, he said, that yous are getting up with us, he said. So if it leaks on social media or anything, it won't be happening. And so we had to I just can't hold anything in, you know. So I was dying to tell everyone. And it was fortunate enough that we were off to Australia. And we only came back from Australia last week. So we had other things on our mind, the band, as we were gigging over there. So, but when we were gigging in Australia, we were all saying, can't wait to get back for Croke Park. So even when we went in on the day, on Sunday, we weren't allowed, we were sound checking with Chris Martin. And we weren't allowed to perform the song in the stadium. He said to us, listen, will you pick another song, a non-Aslan song, so nobody will know that you're getting up. And even then on Sunday night, we weren't allowed to leave the dressing room because he didn't want us walking around the stadium and people say, oh, there's Aslan, look, Aslan are there. He wanted the surprise element. And it was very much a big surprise because when he announced, it was brilliant the way he announced us on stage. First of all, when we were sound checking, Claire, he was well aware of Aslan. Like Lee, the singer, said to him, Chris, the chords for Crazy World are D, E minor, G. And he went, Lee, I know the song inside out. I'm a big fan. I know yous are going over 40 years. I know yous lost your singer last year. He was well aware of what was going on in the band, you know. And but what was a really surprise for us was he enjoyed the rehearsal so much. He asked the rest of Coldplay, would they join us on stage? So it was only supposed to be Chris Martin and Aslan. And it ended up the whole of Coldplay and Aslan, which was just amazing.
How did that moment feel? And to hear pretty much everyone in the stadium singing along with you?
It was, look, it's one of the biggest crowds we've ever played to, you know. And it's gas. I was chatting to Chris and I was saying, Chris, you know, we supported Bowie and Slane. In 87, I said, you know, we supported Elton John down in Clarny and we played with Brian Adams. He says, oh, yeah. He said, that's why he says, we're going to trust you. He says, we don't do this with a lot of bands. He said, yous are going to have complete control of the stage. Halfway through the song, we are going to leave because we have to get back onto the main stage. So you have control of the stadium. And he said, look, don't mess it up. He said, no problem. But the way he introduced us was very special as well. It was a section of the gig where he goes, the camera goes on fans in the audience and he will sing a little song to them. You know, if they're wearing a heavy metal T-shirt or if they were in yellow, he does this song. So then the cameras went on us and we were down on the ground. And we had the guitars there. And he went, oh, look, there's my brothers Aslan. I hear they're turning a new page. I hope it goes well. da-da-da-da. And please, will you join us on stage? And the stadium erupted and we went up. I thought that was just a beautiful, magical moment from Chris Martin. It was just lovely.
And obviously the show must go on, and that's exactly what Christy Dignam would want for you all, not just over the last two nights, but, you know, in Australia and any other gigs you play. But
yeah,
is it tough to have these big experiences without him?
Look. It's a new journey we're on. It's, as Chris Martin said, it's a new page. We've turned a new page. Christy, and no, I've spent 40 years with Christy in a band, and Christy will never be forgotten. When we perform that song at gigs, when we perform This Is, when we perform any Aslan songs, Christy is there. It's as I said, like when Christy passed, and we decided to move forward with Lee Tompkins and move forward with Aslan. We just said that every gig would be a tribute to Christy. And it is, you know, because as long as we're out there and people are singing the songs, and you had 82,000 people over two nights, which is 160,000-odd, Christy will never be forgotten, you know. And you don't just be in a band with someone for 40 years and then suddenly wipe the slate clean and forget about them, as some people are suggesting on social media, which is just not true at all.
Christy, no, of was, course. And, you know,
I've spent 40 years, as I said, and Joe and Alan, we grew up as like Joe knew Christy since he was in short trousers. And, you know, for people to begrudge us moving on, it's just so wrong, because number one, Christy will never be forgotten. Christy was a member of Aslan. And what we're doing is we want to play our music to people, and if people want to come and enjoy it, and obviously they do, as last night and the night before, Sunday night, is
yeah,
testament to that. And the Australian dates were sold out as well, so we're going back there. But as I said, Christy will never, ever be forgotten as long as we're playing those songs. And there will be new songs. There'll be new Aslan. It's a new Aslan, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. No, definitely. And as you said, he was there. He was. And, you know, I say that with the greatest respect to those who lost him, of course. But it doesn't sound like anyone in the stadium had anything but good feeling. There are loads of texts coming in. There's one here. I'll read you, Billy. I was in the stands, Claire, for Aslan and Coldplay. It was the highlight of the show. That's from Derek. So what's next then, Billy? Are you expecting the Gallagher brothers to get in touch now?
Well, do you know what? We were talking to Denise, our manager, and of course we're throwing our hat in the ring, you know. We know that Liam is a big fan of the band as well, because Liam's partner, Dee, is from Dublin, and she has played him Crazy World several times, you know, and he's aware of the band. Everyone, I believe the Wolf Tones are chasing the support. I read somewhere yesterday that the Wolf Tones are chasing the support for every Irish fan would love to support Oasis, you know. So why not Aslan? We'll show our hat in.
And
you know,
look, it's tough to get tickets to these gigs. At least it's a guaranteed in the door. You're there if you're going to be on stage with them. So there is that as well.
Look, we never thought in a million years that we would be on stage with Coldplay in Croke Park. It was just. Because I saw Oasis the last time they were here, and I had actually bought tickets for Monday night to go on Monday night. You know, I was going to the gig anyway, but to actually play it, you know. So it goes to show you that even after 40 odd years, the music business still throws the odd surprise at you, you know.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And yeah. Duck, stay
Claire,
on cloud
can
now.
I just say,
yeah.
Claire, it's back to normal now. So after the buzz of the two Croke Parks, we have to come back down now and do the Academy in Dublin, which is our second Dublin show with the new lead singer, Lee Tompkins. And that's on Friday the 13th. So we'd really like people to come out and support us and come down and see the band. The songs are great and the band is sounding brilliant, you know. So
amazing.
That's Friday the 13th in the Academy, Claire.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Aslan band member Billy McGuinness there, who shared the stage with Coldplay for the last two nights.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.